I recently got a thank you card from someone who wanted me to know how much I had helped them in a dark season in their life. This person was telling me about how I would always have something inspirational to say on Facebook, how I always found things to post, or how I would always gear my radio show or anything that I was doing. I always had a way of making this person feel like there was more and better to come. This thank you card came almost completely out of the blue. I wasn't expecting it. It was just another day, a day I wasn't doing anything in particular to speak of. I'm sure I was doing something, but it didn't strike me at that moment as being particularly important. And at the mailbox was this envelope of thanks. I realized that I'm still doing it wrong. Doing it wrong in the sense that I still fall into that bad habit of feeling like I'm an individual. It's easy to do it. We all feel like we have our own opinions, our own ideas, our own things that drive us that are so completely different than other people. It's easy to forget how similar we are. It's easy to forget how much we depend on each other. It's easy to forget that we all play every part in our lives at a different time. So when this card came and it said, thank you, and it was from a person who was so deeply grateful for the things that I had done, I realized that maybe that was the inspiration that I needed, that I'm not so different than anybody else. Maybe because I had inspired that person and because I had sown that seed, that was the thing that was going to help me to get back up. That was the thing that was going to say, you can't stay in bed. You have to keep doing something. And it doesn't really matter what that something is, but that you have to keep doing it, despite how you might feel about it. And you can't really become complacent. Not so much because people are, quote, depending on you. That's not really the thing. You have to put out into the world what you're going to need to get back. And if you ever feel like there's ever going to be a time when you feel sad or depressed or feel like maybe perhaps it's not worth it, you have to sow a response to that out first. If you don't do anything to get any feedback from, the silence will deafen you. We can't afford to be that deaf. We can't afford to be that individual.